This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Adedayo Idowu. I'm from London. I'm doing electrical 7671.
Hi, Adedayo. How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Adedayo, just before we start, could you please tell us a little bit more about your career up to date, please?
I live in London. You know, I'm working as an assistant chef, but I have a little bit of experience as an electrical engineer while I was in Nigeria, but I haven't got enough experience. That's why I decided to join Train for Trade to study electrical.
Being an assistant chef, how did you decide to change your career and to pursue a different one?
I would like to work in an electrical environment. I would like to have my own business. And I received the information online and I joined Train for Trade.
People who are listening out there, if they have done something completely different, which is in your case, you have been an assistant chef, there is anything which they have to be afraid of to pursue a completely different career path. Adedayo, could you just tell me, please, about your practical experiences in center?
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. And we've done a lot of things, you know, which made me realize that I could do it.
And what things have you been doing so far?
Oh, we've been doing the install of conduit and the radial of a lighting cycle and a ring socket.
Oh, you have done quite a lot by the look of it. And yeah. And how are you finding the practical training?
It's very interesting. It's very interesting. And it's very motivating.
What is the part you most enjoy and why?
Well, to be honest, I like the practical. So I don't like writing so much, but the practical, which most that's the most area I enjoy.
How are you finding combining studying and the practical training?
It's very hard, but when you decided to do it, you know, you find it easy, and the teacher, they available to help, you know, they make things easy for us, which is very good.
Tell us a little bit more about how do tutors make things easy for you?
Because, you know, in electrical, there's some diagram that you might find it so hard. And the teacher, you know, they explain it, they take their own time to explain it so that we'll be able to understand each diagram and some symbol which we could find it hard, and they make it so easy for us.
That's very interesting. So students are able to digest the difficult information from the books.
Yeah.
And how are you finding actually you yourself obtaining that information from the books, and as well as using the virtual reality program and studying from home?
It's very interesting.
How useful is it for your practical training when you came to the center?
Because at home, when I read it, you know, a little bit complicated. And when I get to the college, you know, they make it so easy for me. With the reading I've done at home, they make it so easy. They make it, I feel that I could do it and I want to progress.
So everything starts to make sense when you came in actually to the center.
Yeah.
Great to know that. Adedayo, could I ask you, how did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
I find them online, and I search all the information, and I join them, you know, and I call the number, and they came to assist me. That's how I joined them.
And Adedayo, what is the big plan for the future after you finish your course and become qualified? Would you like to run your own business, perhaps, or do you want to be self-employed? What would you like to do?
Yeah, my plan is that after I finish because I'm doing electrical and I'm plumbing, after I finish both, I have a little bit of experience in London, and after that, go back to Nigeria, establish my own business.
Whatever you do, Adedayo, we wish you best of luck in your practical training, in your exams, and in your future business when you become a qualified electrician.
Thank you so much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.